Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
These weeks before Christmas, we often call this the Christmas season, they've been known through history, the history of the church, as Advent. It's a time when Christians remember how people before the birth of Jesus waited for the coming of Christ and how believers now look ahead to his coming again. Today on Inside Out, we're talking about the difference these weeks of Advent can make in our lives as Jesus followers. I'm Martha Menikas Foster, and my guest is author and speaker Michelle Van Loon. She's written numerous articles and books, and one of those books is titled Moments and Days, How Our Holy Celebrations Shape Our Faith. Welcome back to Inside Out, Michelle.
I'm so glad to be here again. Thanks for having me.
I always enjoy speaking with you. Now, Michelle, not everyone's familiar with Advent. Can you talk about how the weeks before Christmas can be both a time of remembering how people before waited and also be a time of remembering that right now we're also waiting?
I am so grateful for the opportunity to talk about this. I've been a believer since my mid-teens. My background is Jewish, so I grew up without celebrating Christmas at all. I celebrated Hanukkah, and I have been very grateful to learn not only the meaning of Christmas, but the story of the entire Christian calendar. It's enriched my worship as I've walked through all of these years with Jesus. And Advent for me, I understood early on that it was a time of waiting, a time of counting down or counting up toward Christmas. That was my early understanding. And it helped my understanding, I think, to see Advent calendars in the stores and some talk of Advent in the churches that we attended. But I really didn't understand what it was. I just thought it was a countdown to Christmas, kind of a sacred countdown. As I grew in my faith and understanding, I learned that the word Advent, which is drawn, it's a Latin root that refers to the Greek word parousia, which is the word that we use to talk about Jesus's appearance, his incarnation, as well as the return that we are all still waiting for. And that sense of anticipation and waiting, Advent is meant to kind of dial our souls into that wait, which is the exact opposite of the way that our culture approaches the Christmas season and the Christmas holidays. Christmas, which seems to start, I don't know, October 2nd, it feels like, on a lot of our calendars. And if you go into Hobby Lobby, July 5th, they've got the Christmas trees up. We know that that has much more to do with commerce and just more and more of everything. And Advent has historically been a time of fasting, of doing less, of kind of delving into preparation and longing and secrecy and all of those kind of words that turn our hearts away from more and toward the one who is all in all.
So, I mean, you've kind of alluded to it, but then can you kind of compare and contrast how Advent is different from what we commonly call the Christmas season? And is it important that we choose one? Is it holier to choose one over the other?
I would say it isn't a matter of trying to score holy points as much as that most of us know in our guts that all of the frenzy of Christmas, and there's a million, you can Google Christmas frenzy or Christmas with kids, and you get a lot of information about people saying it's too much, it's too exhausting. You have fried families that are rushing from activity to activity, or people, adults that are going to Christmas parties and Christmas concerts, Christmas teas at church, and it all feels a little bit frenetic. And I think for most of us, the tapping into kind of the historical sense of dialing it back just a little so that you're not necessarily having to choose, I'm going to either just keep up the frenzy or pull the plug on everything. Mm-hmm. For most of us, I don't know if that works as much as just trying to dial it down. And in the space that you make for dialing it down, to focus on what it is that we're really waiting for here. Mm-hmm. It is not the new vacuum or the Instapot or the sled or the Red Ryder BB gun that we are waiting for. It's Jesus that we're waiting for. And understanding that wait helps make sense of the celebration that begins on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Family Life Inside Out interview podcast, and I'm talking with Michelle Van Loon about this time of year before Christmas, the time called Advent. Now, Michelle, if we haven't really thought about Advent before, but want to commemorate it this year, do you have a suggestion about how we might start? Or if we've always thought that these weeks were Advent, but we want to do something different this year, how we might approach these weeks in ways that could help us grow as Jesus' disciples?
Well, I think a tiny bit of intention ahead of time is kind of what helps us be able to choose well and wisely as we go through these days. For some, it may just be picking up an Advent devotional and letting that kind of guide your heart through these weeks leading up to Christmas. There's tons and tons of them out there, and there's new ones that come out every year, and it could just be a very, very brief reading. There's also some online ones that you can find on places like BibleGateway.com, a number of other places where you can find just a thought to orient you so that you're not adding more, another thing to do. The whole idea isn't adding something at this time of year, but choosing to subtract so that you've got space to really contemplate what it means to be a follower of Jesus, who is anticipating his return, because historically that dialing into the hope of Jesus's return is as much a part of it as focusing on the incarnation. So adding a devotional. Another thing that I think is really great for families is to research, just do a little bit of research. Again, it's that intention ahead where you are thinking about how relatives that came from other countries may have celebrated Advent historically, or how people in that country today are going through Advent. Every culture has a story of preparation and hope that's a part of the church and the spiritual practice in that part of the world. And so that can be very meaningful. A Jesse tree, which is a tree that you are filling day by day with symbols of the holiday, the hope. So you're not just putting your family ornaments on, but making or purchasing ornaments that speak specifically to the promises made in the Old Testament about Jesus, to the things that the people in the New Testament were looking forward to in the return of Jesus, that longing. Mm-hmm. There's lots of information. Again, as terrible as the internet can be sometimes, it's also opened a whole library of resources to all of us, mm-hmm. if we just ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can remember being introduced to the Jesse tree, and I mean, it was really eye-opening. Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Thank you for those suggestions. So much of what Jesus symbolizes to us and is to us through the Holy Spirit is how we reach out to other people, and not people necessarily who are like-minded in any way or live a life like ours at all. And that's, again, like Jesus. Are there ways you've seen Christians reach out to others during these weeks before Christmas that really emphasize the meaning of Advent?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as choosing to take some time to ring a bell for your local Salvation Army. They're always looking mm-hmm. for people. My kids and I did this when they were younger every year, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm pretty sure that we did well, not because I was such a good bell ringer, but because they were pretty cute bell ringers and people like stopping for kids. But again, I want to emphasize it isn't necessarily adding another thing to do. It may be shifting the emphasis of what you're doing, doing less and doing it with good intention. I've seen people who've gone to the AdventConspiracy.com website. That's a place that has a lot of meaningful ideas for service and for simplicity that kind of change the tone and tenor of those days leading up to Christmas. If nothing else, find a way to bless somebody in secret, whether it's through an angel tree kind of activity or just really paying attention, paying for a cup of coffee for the person in line behind you at the McDonald's drive-thru or at Starbucks, just surprising somebody and doing it in secret as a way to say, Lord, you came in a way that not many people were expecting. And so I celebrate that way to just step into doing something to honor you, Lord, through a secret act of service or generosity.
Yeah, I mean, I've thought in the past and talked with Sarah Arthur, one of her ideas a long time ago was, we're talking about not adding things, but you can add people into what you are going to do.
Mm-hmm. So I like that.
So yes, it's almost self-defeating if we add all these service projects in and we end up being frazzled and not focused on what our focus is intended to be. But if we invite people in who we might not otherwise have had at our table, then we are both doing the things that we've emphasized and we are serving.
Yep. She's got a great idea about that. That is exactly what this season is about. This is the season that leads into the darkest despair for many people who've lost a loved one or are losing a loved one. You know, it's especially difficult at this time of year. Families that have been separated, divorce, estrangement. This is an especially difficult time of year. And Advent helps to kind of stabilize that, that it isn't about family, as powerful as family is, but it's a reminder that we're part of God's family and that that family has a very different configuration than our nuclear family. And that's an important orienting kind of truth that can guide us through Advent as well. As much as I love family traditions and I love hearing about people's traditions and stories, but also, we are a part of this bigger family, and it's a family right now that's marked by waiting for the return of Jesus, our King.
Mm. Oh, wonderful thoughts and great ideas, too. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for joining me here today to talk about Advent on Inside Out.
Thank you for having me. It's always, always great to be with you and your listeners.
You're very, very welcome. You've been listening to the Family Life Interview Podcast, Inside Out, with my guest, Michelle Van Loom. You'll find a link to her website, where you can learn about her books, at the same place you found this podcast, at fln.org/insideout. I'm Martha Manikas Foster with this Inside Out podcast on Family Life.